8:32 at WGCL. Every Friday, we bring in my good friend and cohort on In the Zone, Dave Novak, to give us a high school football preview. And for the last couple of weeks, we've had a featured team because that's been our featured game. But as we do pretty much the fourth week of every high school football season, it's North versus South. Dave, good afternoon, good morning, good wherever we are this day. Happy Friday to you.
And to you too.
Thanks, buddy, for joining us. We appreciate it. Big one tonight, Battle of the City on the South side as the North Cougars of Scott Bless and the South Panthers of Mo Moriarty get together. You'll have an extended chalk talk tonight starting at 6:30 as you dig deep with both coaches. And I think the one thing that we can point out here 3 weeks into the season is it's been a rough ride and for different reasons for both teams. Let's start out with the visitors tonight. We were at Bloomington North a couple weeks ago for their first win. Since when? Back in October of 2015. So there was some positive there, but they've also faced some very difficult opponents here to get their season started.
Yeah, this is two straight years where their best opponents on their schedule have been their first four opponents. So it's a rough way to get in there. And I think last year it really took its toll on the team, but this year, even though they're coming off a 49-0 loss at Columbus North, they still seem to have a lot of positivity behind them. So they're looking forward to this. I think they flushed that game against the Bulldogs last week really quickly because they knew South was coming in. And so it's a little different attitude this year on the North side, and it's because they're better physically up front, so they can really stand up to their opponents a lot better than they did last year.
And on the South side, it's a little bit of little Murphy's Law. It's a little bit of what if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. The South Panthers have had some issues with some injuries. They've had some position switches. They've had, sadly, an ejection to talk about. You can just kind of check off all the boxes here, special teams. This hasn't been one of Mo Moriarty's greatest starts, but the South Panthers always seem to rally and get better as the season moves on.
Yeah, and coaches don't like to make excuses, but if you look back at last year's South offense, they had four kids in particular that set records for single seasons, whether it was Gavin Yeske and some passing records. Christian Paycheck had the best rushing season of all time at South High School, yards and touchdowns. And then both the receivers, Chris Bamba and Luke Jaeger, set receiving records, both tops in the yardage and in catches. And, you know, Jaeger had graduated, so you're already without him. Chris Bamba hasn't played it down, and Christian Paycheck basically only played the first quarter at Brownsburg before he went out hurt. So it's all fallen on Gavin Yeske, and a lot of his weapons haven't even been able to play. So that's been something to get past. Now, the running game with Mavic Thierry has been very, very good. He's running the ball very hard, so they've overcome some of that, but then it's turned around, and it's been a little bit of mentality, and it's been some mistakes. We saw the first half of Brownsburg and everything that could possibly go wrong for a team in a football game seemed to go wrong just in that first half at Brownsburg.
And they also had some tough penalties, I believe, last week as well against Franklin Central. Had a 21 had a lead there in the second half. So it was tough. But again, you play the season out, Dave. Everybody makes, quote-unquote, the playoffs. So this isn't the end of the world one way or another. But what we do know is when these teams get together, obviously a lot of city pride is on the line. Obviously a lot of school pride is on the line. We've seen players go back and forth between these schools on the rosters that are playing. What do we expect in tonight's game with, again, teams not coming in firing on all cylinders?
Yeah, both coaches mentioned how quick it was to get refocused this week after tough losses for different reasons. But both of them said they came in Monday, the kids did, and they were all focused because they know it's that rivalry game. For South, Coach Mo talked about it. We're not yet where we want to be, and we hope to be there by the end of the year, maybe get a little healthier. But both teams are trying to eliminate mistakes. For teams that have a lot of mistakes on both sides, I mean, that's the first thing I look to is who starts to eliminate them. Because when you get to the postseason, the team that hurts itself the most is going to be the team that has the shortest postseason to start with. You can pretty much count on that. So that's the focus that both coaches are looking at right now is how do we stop beating ourselves in certain moments and see how it goes from there. The biggest difference, I think, between the two teams right this minute is at the quarterback position. And Gavin Yeske's been playing great for 3 years, but he just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And there is a lot on his plate, but he doesn't throw interceptions. He doesn't fumble the ball usually. He's done more in the running game so far this year than he's had to in the past. So That's kind of the biggest difference to me is Gavin Yeastie's making plays and not making some mistakes. And Ben Friel from time to time makes a bad decision and throws the ball to the wrong people.
Dave Novak's our guest this morning. He's going to host Chalk Talk with both city coaches tonight, Scott Bless from North and Mo Moriarty from South. 6:30, make sure you tune in for that, and it's obviously live on the streaming service as well at WGCLradio.com. Kickoff, 7 p.m. on the South Side. If North's going to win this football game tonight, put your analyst hat on for me. What are a couple of things they're going to need to do? I would think after watching the Greenfield Central game, Dave, that sophomore tailback Xavier Trueblood has to be involved in tonight's attack.
Yeah, no question. I think they've got to find some other ways to move the ball also. They want to run the ball every week. So last week was a huge disappointment for them because they had done it well their first 2 weeks, even against Columbus East, they'd run the ball. So there's no question they're going to run the ball with Trueblood. They're going to get Zynel Nixon in at Wildcat. Ben Friel runs it sometimes and makes some pretty good decisions in the running game. So they're going to have to run the ball. But more importantly, they're going to have to get some plays out wide and down the field. They've got to get their wide receivers involved to stretch the field. Any team that's one-dimensional on offense is much easier to defend, and so they've got to find a way to stretch the South defense out a little bit. And if they can do that, then they get to be dangerous, because North's actually pretty good in the trenches this year. They're much better. They're much bigger and stronger on both sides of the ball. So you obviously point to turnovers first and foremost, but you got to show a little bit of explosion too to loosen up that South defense.
And for the North or the Southsiders, as you mentioned, defense getting a little bit stronger. Obviously, having Sam Lewis back and firing on all cylinders doesn't hurt either. Gavin Yeastie has a lot on his plate. He has to balance the run and passing game. The more balance he has, the more balanced South's offense is.
Yeah, there's no question. And it's been balanced, but it seems to keep shooting itself in the foot at some bad times. So for South, it seems easy, but it also needs to score some more points. It could have easily put their foot on Franklin and Franklin Central last week and been done with them, but just never got another touchdown on the board and was scoreless in the second half. So on the offensive side of the ball, obviously it's taking care of the ball, but he gets Chris Bamba back this week out wide, so that should be a boost. So Gavin Yeastie's done a really good job getting the ball to some guys and letting them make plays out wide. That's going to have to continue. You got to be balanced. You got to get it. You got to get Chris Bamba involved because he is such a weapon. And on the defensive side, I think if they can keep North one-dimensional and keep it to the running game, I think they can put the quarterback in some bad spots and maybe make him pay for that. So defensively is where I think South has the ability to make the biggest improvement just in its play on the field, and I think that's where they're going to focus a little bit tonight.
The weather will not be a factor at all. It's going to be absolutely perfect at kickoff and throughout the game, so you can throw that out. Throw the records out as well. Chalk Talk tonight, 6:30, with both coaches in the kick at 7 p.m. Dave Novak and John Callahan will have the call. And Edgewood, they are at the black and blue rivalry tonight as they head over to Owen Valley. You saw the Mustangs last week put up a pretty good fight, still trying to connect some dots, still trying to fill some holes there offensively and defensively.
Yeah, their defense wasn't so bad last week against Cloverdale. Kept them in the game for a long time, but offensively they really lack kind of an explosion ability. They line up in an I formation, and they're not bad in that, but it's really one-dimensional. And so Cloverdale's defense was able to focus on the run and really throw a lot of bodies at the line of scrimmage, and that made it very, very hard for Edgewood to run. So, you know, Owen Valley's going to have seen that on tape. For Edgewood, they really have to find a way to get the ball out wide. And they do have, a couple kids out there with some athleticism. Parker Hall broke a 65-yard quick slant pass. It was a 5-yard pass, and, he broke one tackle and was gone. So if they can get a little bit more out of that, make defenses respect them a little bit more, I think their physicality can show. But they first have to show that they can do it with any kind of consistency, and that's something they haven't been able to do yet.
Edgewood taking on Owen Valley tonight as well. We'll bring you scores of that game while we're broadcasting North and South. Remember, you can listen to all our high school games on the internet as well at WGCLradio.com. Wherever you may be, Indian Creek's at Brown County, Eastern Greens at Mitchell, Linton's at North Vermilion, but we'll throw in a little IU football here before we get done. Indiana travels to Virginia on what's that, tomorrow, Saturday, the Big Ten ACC Challenge, as I'm renaming this. The Hoosiers looking for win number one on the year. And we know Indiana's passing game, Dave, it showed plenty of signs of life for 410 yards against a really good Ohio State defense. But that can't be the formula this weekend, can it?
No, it's going to throw the ball well because that's where its biggest strength is. At running back, they don't have a guy that strikes you as a big difference maker like a Jordan Howard or a Tevin Coleman. But I don't think playing Ohio State and the offense or the defensive line that they faced there is indicative at all about what you'll see out of the Hoosier offense the rest of the year. And I think that's one thing fans need to understand, that you can't throw out numbers like, well, the Hoosiers have never rushed for this little or done this little, you know, against it to start the season. This is Ohio State's defense, and there's number one draft picks all over it, and they're not going to face a front like that the rest of the year. So the good news there is it should get easier to run the ball, and I think that offensive line is going to continue to grow, and they're going to commit to it. But then you always have the backup of a really good passing offense. So now they need to establish more on the ground, if nothing else, to give their defense a little bit of a break, too, and take some time off the clock.
And Sunday morning, I will be dropping by your house to get my Colts 2-deep roster, because I'm going to need to know the names that match up with those jersey numbers that we will see in Los Angeles. Bob Lamy's pregame right here on WGCL. 3 p.m., the kick at 4:05. The Los Angeles Rams are the opponent. 11 new starters on defense from last year. That doesn't sound like the best formula to win in the NFL, does it?
No, it doesn't, but we also weren't very good on defense last
year. Good point.
So, you know, a couple of those are because of injuries. Vontae Davis is out. Henry Anderson had a knee injury at the beginning of last year and came on to play. So there's some guys who have been around but just weren't starting. But the problem right now is that they're still a little beat up. Clayton Gathers is out for a while. Vontae Davis is out for a while. There's still a lot of question marks on that defense, and maybe the most interesting thing of the last week was to hear that Jim Irsay for once wasn't talking about how many Lombardi trophies he wanted, but rather that he was willing to take the time to build the program the right way so that he can get those Lombardi trophies. So clearly they're taking a wait-and-see type approach here, really trying to build it up, look into the draft more so. I'm not sure I'm excited for Sunday because of the injuries, because no Andrew Luck, but it will be interesting to see how they go on the road, because if you want to compete and you want to get into the playoffs at the end of the day, you probably should take care of a Rams team that just wasn't very good last year.
Jared Goff versus Scott Tolzien, 34-year-old Frank Gore carrying the ball. We've got all kinds of subplots that we'll talk about come next Monday and Wednesday when we're back in the zone. Hey, have a great broadcast tonight. You're going to be, again, the weather's going to be perfect. You should have a big house. Enjoy it. And we'll hear you tonight with Chalk Talk at 6:30.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.